what would National Hunt Racing be without a little choice? Jockey or trainer? Bay or grey? Form or silks? And now, Paddy Power's new money-back tokens give you even more choice, because you choose the race to apply your token to. Get money back as a free bet if your horse finishes in the designated places on a race of your choosing. Just look out for our money-back token promos and claim your token however you like. Paddy Power. Applies to races with eight or more runners. Opt-in required. Max free bet £10. T's and C's apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hi all, it's From the Horse's Mouth again as we look ahead to the weekend racing. Yes, and normally I don't do this podcast because I'm usually kind of, do you know what, lads? This Friday ahead of the weekend after Cheltenham, I'm tired. But you always do this podcast, Ryan McHugh. You always come in for the Midlands National.
Yeah, I love the Midlands National. It's what I was born to be talking about, just the Midlands National, 4 miles and two, the Saturday after Cheltenham. I just love it so much. Every year I come back and talk about it. This year, no different. So I just can't wait to get stuck into it.
I jokingly said it to you a few weeks ago, saying you'll be in for your annual podcast with the Midlands National. And I actually didn't think.
Here I am.
Oh, here you are again. Here you are again.
A real company man. That's what I call myself. A real company man.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because you're a man who's gone a little bit more viral on Twitter. Was it actually on Instagram as well, or was it just a Twitter? Oh, sorry, X, whatever we're calling it.
Yeah, I'm not on Instagram, so I'm not too sure, but I think it was just on X.
This was a little skit that yourself and he didn't get much credit, but I believe Frank Hickey was involved in it.
Yeah, the other side of the camera, along with Mark Walsh. We had to do a few takes on a few of them because the lads were laughing. So that was a good start for me because I wasn't sure how it would be received. Yes. But when they were laughing, I think, yeah, we've done okay. Mark has obviously done plenty of them in the past. So it would seem to work out well. It got good response on Twitter. So usually Twitter, when you put stuff like that up, you're just thinking, right, half of this is going to be bad comments and half is going to be good. Just take it on the chin. But like, it wasn't too many bad. So I was happy with that.
I actually literally just scanned through and see if I could find some funny ones for you, and it's nearly all positive. There's one horrific comment, which I'm not going to repeat.
I think I know the Aldi one.
No, I shouldn't see the Aldi one.
There was one. What did he say? I think he said something like, it's the Aldi version of Conor Moore.
I love
Aldi. I'll take it.
Hey, I love Aldi.
Yeah, I'd be an Aldi myself.
Yeah,
I like Aldi.
Exactly. PK's gone Taldi, as the ad would say. Yeah, you're gone Taldi. By the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just search Paddy Power Ryan McHugh into your Twitter timeline and you'll see basically you've had a little jibe, not a jibe even, you've just your take on a few of the racing tipsters and personalities of the world. And I think it's gone there. I think it was a bit of fun, right, Ryan?
Exactly. That's all I was doing. But it was just like we'd be sitting there working day to day and I just said to me, should we just go to Mark Walsh and maybe ask him? And then Mark kindly agreed. And then we said, effectively, we'll do it for the crack. So that's all it was. A bit of fun.
Yourself and Frank, I think you just cut out there. So yourself and Frank approached Mark and said, can we do it? And he was more
than
brilliant.
Exactly.
Producer Mark there behind the camera laughing away. He does that a bit. It's kind of annoying.
Usually it's to Ronaldo, though, not to Ryan McHugh. So,
Yeah. Actually, I wonder if Producer Mark, did he get any... there was the interview with Ronaldo, but it did look like Ronaldo wasn't even looking at Producer Mark when he was asking him the questions.
Like, it was just a cutout. Yeah, was it just a cutout of Ronaldo? Was it?
We should probably talk about racing, shouldn't we? And actually, obviously, look, we're after Cheltenham. We're actually recording on Thursday after Paddy Power Stayers Day, so the Friday's still to come. But essentially, if you haven't got your Cheltenham fill, I know Ruby Walsh and Roy DeLargy are going to be here in Power Tower on Tuesday. They're going to record a full Cheltenham review show. It's going to be on the Paddy Power Racing YouTube channel, which has been brilliant. You should get yourself on that Paddy Power Racing YouTube, Ryan. Those impressions are well worthy of it. Watch out for that on Tuesday night, I'm told, or evening. It should go live. But if you subscribe to the channel, you get notifications of when this cool content lands. So you may as well do that. Right, the annual look ahead to Kempton and Uttoxeter. I've asked you to look at every race in ITV. Look, Ryan, I know, we all know it's very busy. You're not going to have an in-depth look, but let's have a scan through the cards. Are you happy to go Kempton first and then we'll go to Uttoxeter?
Whatever you want, PK.
That's what I want, because I've got Kempton open. Now, this is the first time I've looked at this card. Well, you actually had the chance to look at it. I didn't. Izzar Derry is the favourite. Gary Moore and David Noon, the openers, is the 135, a 2 mile, 2 furlong handicap chase. A big field of five here, folks. 9-4, Bo Balco for Paul Nichols. 5-1, Soul Icon. 10-1, Mickey Henderson. He's got a runner in Persian Time. And 10-2, I see that's been clipped. I see that's been clipped from 12s to 10s, Ryan.
Tell
us who wins the opener on ITV on Saturday.
Yeah, I think Bo Balco probably is a better price at 9-4. I'd rather back that than the favourite Issar Dairy at 6-5. I think there's too big of a gap between them and the market. Issar Dairy is on a hat trick, obviously won at Newbury the last twice, but in them two wins, he's gone up £16 in the handicap. So I think that might just stop him on Saturday. Bobalco went up £4 for a win at Musselburgh last time and beaten Mint Gold, sent off favourite that on that occasion. And he's been generally consistent his last three starts, finished second twice before that win at Musselburgh. And I just think off 1-2-7, obviously he's getting only £1 from Issar Dairy, but Issar Dairy has been moving up plenty in the weights. Only won a short head last time, probably value for a little bit more on that occasion. Gary Moore does really well with these types of horses. But Paul Nicholls obviously had a Cheltenham winner during the week, and Harry Cobden as well. And I think Bobalco at 9-4, I'd rather back that than take a short enough price with Issar Dairy. As you said, only 5 in it. Nicky Henderson's person time, you got to have to back his horse at the moment. Western Zephyr looks to be one that's going the wrong way in the handicap. Soul Icon has his chance. But I think at 9-4, Bobalco will probably go off a little bit shorter than that, I'd imagine.
All right, Bobalco, first selection in for Paul Nicholls in the opener. Kempton, 10 past 2 is the unfortunately titled Read the Nicky Henderson Blog, Handicap a Hurdle. This is for horses probably not quite good enough to get into the Martin Pipe or the Coral if they were entered for it. It's 2 miles, 5 furlongs. Irish Hill for Nicholls and Cobden. 4-1 joint favourite, Robbie Llewellyn's Titan Discovery. Welsh Charger, David Noonan could have a good day. He's also on a 4-1 shot. So co-favourites of 3. And then we've got the Heroes of Britain, Harry and Dan Skelton, 7-1 Boom Born, and I think he's got 2 in the race. He's also got West Balboa as well. So is the run of Skelton winners going to continue through the weekend, Ryan?
Oh, well, the horses are flying, aren't they, PK? Obviously, there's no Irish to take on Saturday, so that'll help them even more. But Irish Hill heads the betting at the moment with us blinkers on. Obviously, been dropping in the handicap. Mark of 124 definitely should be capable of winning a race at this off. But I thought there was one a big price in this. Harbour Lake, number 5, Alan King's runner. This one didn't take well defences, 2 runs over fences this season, pulled up on debut at Aintree when sent off 4-1 behind Tamuris, and then disappointed at Hereford last time. He just couldn't get to hang of fences. He was jumping, was really bad on the 2 runs. But back over hurdles, after you watched him the last day, you would think that they probably would go back over hurdles with him. And he's definitely well handicapped here off a mark of 128. If you go back to some of his form, so before them two chase runs, he finishes 5th of 20, beating 7 lengths at Aintree at the Grand National Meeting last April, off a mark of 132. So he's £4 lower than that running here on Saturday. He's a 16-1 chance at the moment. I think that's definitely a bit chancy. When you go back further through his form, he was 3rd in the Greatwood Hurdle behind I Like to Move It, albeit beaten at the long way on that occasion. But he was £7 higher there as well. So he's definitely handicapped to win a race of this nature off this mark of 128. I'm just hoping he doesn't take a run over hurdles to get back into the groove of things. But Harbour Lake at 16-1 with the 4 places that we're offering, I think that's definitely value, and I'd be taking that price about him.
I haven't seen the email about the extra places yet, so you have all the information. Harbour Lake, definitely worth a look, will be big price in the late Trevor Hemming Silks. On to the handicap chase over 2.5 miles, a Phlegmatic for the Heroes of Britain, Harry and Dan Skelton. And it's the other Harry in Harry Cobden who's got Outlaw Peter, or at least rides, which I'm looking at the Racing Post page here, has halved in price. That could be the anti-post though, 8-1 that I'm seeing. So 3-1 Phlegmatic, 4-1 Outlaw Peter, 6-1 Do Your Job and Found On, 7-1 Air Jet for Dan Skelton, who's got lots of runners at the moment, and 9 Lords Baddesley. Right, what way does the 2.5 miler go?
Yeah, I look towards the top of the market here. I think this is between both Phlegmatic and Outlaw Peter, and my preference would be for Outlaw Peter. Ran a muscle last time, finished third behind Corrigan and Rock, but second that day, he's only a neck in front of Outlaw Peter, was Thunder Rock, Ollie Murphy's horse, who won a listed chase at Kelso on his next start. He's looked well handicapped all season, Thunder Rock, and finally got it together at Kelso. So that was a really good run by Outlaw Peter. Remains off the same mark, which is crucial. I'm surprised he didn't stick him up a little bit for that after Thunder Rock's good performance at Kelso. Mark 135 he runs off. Previous to that, he was second at Blow Your Wad, who's a bit of a Kempton specialist off £3 lower. But I think Outlaw Peter at 4-1 around at the moment, I think he's a big enough price. Phlegmatic obviously loves Kempton as well, dropping back in trip, having contested a few races over 3 mile last time. So that'll probably help him. He loves the track. But I just think Outlaw Peter's a year younger and has had less racing than Phlegmatic. I think he's very interesting. When you look through the rest of the field, there's a lot of them questions to answer. The likes of Miller's Bank now is a 10-year-old. He's after coming off a wind up. Warlord has been really disappointing. Fiddler on the Roof has been around a while now as well. So I think it revolves around the top two in the market, and I'd be with Outlaw Peter.
All right, Outlaw Peter, previous course winner for Paul Nicholls and Harry Cobden. Could be a good afternoon for them. That's Kempton done, at least the ITV action. We move to Toxer on Midlands National Day. Have you got a going update for us, Ryan?
Sure, it's heavy, heavy to play, heavy in places.
Okay, thanks for that. Nothing on the rain gauge, no. All right, the 150 Toxter is a handicap hurdle, 2.5 miles. That's going to kick off the ITV coverage. Canty Bay, Emma Lavelle. Obviously, a tough week I say tough week. They probably knew they were going to retire Paisley Park, but they retired him nonetheless. Tom Bellamy on board, the 3-1 favourite. Jaguar for the Ollie Greeno, Jess Guerriero team, 3-1 in the JP Silks. One eye on Vegas for Stuart Edmonds in the same colours that were carried to success at Thurles. By their very, very good mayor not too long ago. And Harry Derham's got Monville in the first time cheek pieces. Okay, off we go to Toxeter on heavy ground.
Yeah, wasn't in love with the race, but I came down on Jaguar just because I think he's definitely better than 119. He beats Clovis Island only by a head last time. That horse struggled enough to win at Hexham during the week. He got the job done in the end, Clovis Island, but was sent off, I think, around a 1-4 chance. But 119, definitely the scope off that mark when you look back to his entry run over 2.5 miles back in October. When he was second ahead behind in the waterside, that horse is rated 128 now in the waterside and definitely will be competitive off that mark. So I do think 119 probably underestimates a little bit. He did get his head in front at Carlisle last time, albeit he was 8-15 and was workmanlike, but that might stand to him, that extra run over hurdles. Now he was beaten in the handicap the time before that when sent off the 5-2 favourite off this mark, but that was over less than 2 mile at Haydock, just shy of 2 mile at Haydock. Potentially, he just needed that step up and trip. So he's up to 2.5 mile now. He won over that last time. He's a nice enough weight, 11 stone three. John O'Neill takes the ride for the Ollie Green on Josh Guerriero yard. Their horse, Aroka, ran okay, I thought, in the turners during the week. So I just think Jaguar off the mark. I just couldn't not put him up. I just think there's a handicap in him off 119. Canty Bay won impressively last time at Ludlow. Has been raised £7. Remains to be seen whether that stops him or not. He'll probably be thereabouts, Canty Bay. And if he wanted one that would definitely run his race, I'd imagine him. But I think Jaguar just off 119 would interest me more.
All right, Jaguar in the JP Silks for the Guerriero Greenall team.
Here at Paddy Power, we want our gambling to be fun and encourage our customers to bet responsibly. That's why we offer a number of tools to help you stay in control, including the ability to set deposit limits, get reminders after a certain amount of time playing, and to take breaks. For more information, visit responsiblegaming.paddypower.com. 18+, begambleaware.org.
On to the 3 o'clock. It's the staying handicap hurdle. This will take a bit of getting. Nearly 3 miles on heavy ground. St. Davy, though, has been a very, very progressive horse in the Gay Smith colours for John Joe Neal's junior and senior, winning 4 of his last 5 starts, including last night at Sandown in a big handicap. That was the premier handicap. Lord Snooty, though, for Christian Williams, I see, is the anti-post mover, nearly halving in price. Jack Tudor rides. Seafin, then, for Dan Skelton. My God, he's got runners everywhere. Seafin, previous course distance winner, Supremely West and White Rhino. They're all 7-1. Away you go. Looks a competitive race.
Yeah, extra place race here, PK. Very open. I came down on Lord Snooty, second to Cuthbert Dibble last time on heavy ground to Haydock. So the ground will be no issue. Cuthbert Dibble. Second to Cuthbert Dibble, or Dibble Cuthbert, whatever way you want to say it.
He obviously ran. Who's that again?
Davis Tristan, I think it is. he obviously was turning the Pretemps, that horse. So look, the form has obviously been boosted. The Pretemps is much more competitive handicap than this. This is a competitive handicap, but much probably better class than this race. Lovely weight of 11 stone. Did get put up £3 for that run at Haydock. But when you go back to some of his form in last season, finished 5th at the Punchtown Festival, beating less than 10 lengths on that occasion, off 120. I just think he's due a race like this. He's been knocking on the door a little bit. Hasn't been beaten too far. And with Cuthbert Dibble running so well in the Pretemps, I think he probably won. He's a 5-1 shot now. I thought he'd get a little bit bigger, but with the extra place on offer, I'd side with Lord Snooty.
Lord Snooty in at the big staying handicap hurdle due off at 3 o'clock. And it is the big one of the week. Of the week.
Of the year. Not just the week. I mean, of the year.
This is the race that you've got pinned on your calendar. It's like, I know I'm going to be in the podcast because we're going to be talking about the Midlands National. Iron Bridge is the 4-1 favourite for a trainer who you tipped up to win the race on the pod.
I'm surprised you remember that horse.
I'll never forget it. It's the JP Colours. Think about all 4-1.
Time for a Midlands National preview.
Yes, exactly. Well, Iron Bridge for John Joe O'Neill is the 4-1 favourite. I see he has been backed. Mr. Incredible, though. When's the last time Willie Mullins ran one in this race, or let alone won it? I'd be surprised if he has. 9-2, last seen unseating in the Aintree Grand National, ran on all the big staying handicap chases last season. Inish Year is 5-1 then for Lucinda Russell and Davey and Derek Fox. 7-1 Autonomous Cloud, My Silver Lining 07s, 8-1 Guttepon Collonge, and Trucker's Lodge is 10-1. Okay, John Joe's paid his way for you in this race before you're sticking with him.
No, I'm going elsewhere. I'm going with Harry Fry and Johnny Burke. Ask me early. I think he's a bit of a big price. Double figures, any double figure price about him, I think it's a big price. So the last seven winners of this race have all carried less than 11 stone. So that's an important stat, I think, because the race is over 4.25 miles. It's on heavy ground. So seven in a row under 11 stone. And half the field here carry under 11 stone. And you look at the top, towards the top of the betting, Mr. Incredible is obviously interesting when you look back through his form. He hasn't been seen since the Grand National last year when he was sent off 14-1. He was placed in the Kim Muir. It's a long layoff and he's carrying 12 stone and he's a bit mad. So I'm inclined to kind of swerve him. He's 9-2. Iron Bridge again is carrying 11 stone 4, ran well last time. But I just think with this Ask Me Early, he is a 10-year-old, but he's a lightly raced 10-year-old. He's only had 15 starts under rules. He ran out a good winner at Exeter last time over 3 miles on heavy ground. He won 9 lengths that day. He's up £7. Cheek pieces went on that day. Harry Fry came out after and said that that made a big difference to him. So I'm hoping that they'll make a difference to him again and that he can find a little bit more. And when you go back through some of his form, he was rated as high as 139. And he did win a novice handicap chase around Uttoxeter over 3 miles on heavy ground. So he has course form on the ground. I think he's a bit of an out-and-out plotter, which we obviously needed here. He's never been beyond 3 mile 1, I don't think. He ran in the Welsh National over 3.5 miles. He pulled up, but he wasn't in the best of form there. Coming in off a win, I think it's obviously a help into a race like this. He's a nice weight, just under 11 stone, 10 stone 13. Johnny Burke's obviously won it on the last day. £7 may not stop him. I just like the fact that he stays well, loves the ground, and is in form. So Ask Me Early at 11-1 or so, double figures anyway. I think he's an each way play.
Excellent. In a specialist topic on Mastermind, the Midlands National, Ryan McHugh has gone for Ask Me Early. That would be a pretty interesting episode of Mastermind. They did have I think it was the Gold Cup. Someone went up. Did you see it? I think I might have asked you this before. It was actually, I think it was either the Gold Cup or the Grand National. Some fella brought it up as his specialist topic. It was a good watch. Someone retweeted on Twitter, put in Mastermind Gold Cup, you might find it. Last race you talked to talk about is the 3:35 Novice Handicap Chase over the 3 mile trip. 9-4, Evie's Vladimir. Well, did they land a gamble or did they land a gamble on Thursday? Gavin Cromwell with I Know the Way You're Thinking. Our colleague Gavin Coyle, I work closely with him, Ryan, and he said he was popping up to the traders there for the briefing in the morning on the Thursday. He came back down, he said, Trader said this just wins, lads. And it bloody won, didn't it? But anyway, so he can land one. Will this win, though?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I wouldn't put anyone off backing him. Marsh Wren is second favourite at the moment, but it's declared to run in the Mayor's Chase on Friday at Cheltenham. So that would reduce it from 8-7 if you're looking to have an each-way bet in the race if she does run at Cheltenham on Friday. Evie's Vladimir, look, the last day was a really good run. It was a career best off a career high mark of 120, but that raised, I think it was around the €45,000 novice handicap. There was a few horses looked laid out for it, including the winner Battle It Out, Conor O'Dwyer. Charlie O'Dwyer's son rode that one. Well, I thought that was a really solid run. He steps up and trip to 3 miles for the first time on heavy ground. Look, he loves heavy ground. His jumping can be a little bit suspect, but I think the fact Keith Donoghue is deciding to go to Uttoxeter, like obviously Keith would have been kind of wasting all week trying to do 11 stone and likes a path to rule. It would be a long week for him. I think Gavin Cromwell might have had to persuade him to go to Uttoxeter for one ride. It's a long old spin from Cheltenham. I think it's over 4 hours. So in fact, he's gone and not just going home after the week he had at Cheltenham. I think that's interesting. That's a pointer in itself. He is favoured at around 9-4. There's plenty of horses in form here. There's one of Christian Williams has done a hat-trick, fortune favourite to bowl. But yeah, I liked the run last time. He's on a career high mark now of 125, but it was a good run last time, as I said. 3 miles heavy ground, looks his bag. Look, Gavin Cromwell, as you said, pulled off a gamble during the week. I think he'd probably win this.
God, did he? That was a Kim Muir favourite going off at 13-8 or 7-4. I think it touched 13-8 on the show.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And should have been on the way it was travelling there under Derek Connor up the straight. He certainly knew, because the commentator was Simon Holt, is like, he's got a bit to do there. I know the way you're thinking. And Derek's like, yeah, hold my beer. Right. I did ask you to look at all the ITV races, but it wouldn't be Ryan McHugh on the podcast without giving us something for Ireland. It is your that is your genuine specialist topic, is the Irish racing, which you concentrate on. Now, there's a grade three at Thurles, but you, of course, want to talk about the 80-109 handicap hurdle.
Yeah, if I was on Mastermind, I think I would go Irish races for horses rated less than 109. And then I'd fancy my chances. But bad Irish jumps racing is what I get out of bed in the morning for. I liked one of this. Solly Atwell's going to my nap at the weekend. 4:50 race. Look, the last day ran into a well handicapped horse in Jouster of Gavin Cromwell's again. First handicap off American 93. this one was getting set up for a handicap when he looked through its form. So good point-to-point form, and then ran in maiden hurdles, ran in, what, 5 maiden hurdles, I think it was. The handicapper took a while to give it a mark, didn't get inside the distance, gives a mark in 93, and just showed up really well last time behind Jouster, as I said. Jouster hasn't ran since that winner. Would probably go in the next day, I'd imagine. So this one probably would have been shorter if Jouster had a frank to form, which I think he probably will in time. Steps up in trip of furlong, I think it is. Owen Walsh takes the ride on this one. Only a 6-year-old, as I said. You go back to the point-to-point form, ran well in a couple of points. I just think, even though he's gone up £4 in a handicap, he ran really well last time. There's a few in here that have chances that are unexposed, but I think he's definitely the most interested in here. I'm not sure. I haven't properly looked at what price I think he's going to be. Probably around a 5-to-1 chance, maybe, something like that. But Solly Atwell is my nap anyway in that 4:50 race at Turles on Saturday.
Must be perfectly timed. I don't need to ask your nap now. If you know what TV show the character Solly Atwell was in, fair play. Now, I think he was in one episode.
The only reason I know
is because while you were rabbiting on about it, I was like, who is that? I've heard that name before.
So you cheated.
Of course I did. I'm 100% saying that because I did. I was like, it's the type of. Yeah, anyway, he's in an episode of Only Fools and Horses anyway, which you weren't alive for anyway when it was out. So
I love that program.
Did you say that film?
That show, that program.
I love that film. All right, so your nap of the Saturday is Solly Atwell, and that is at Turles in the.
If you want me to give my strongest fancy in the ITV, I can do that too.
No, you do what you want to do, my friend.
I would say Lord Snooty. It'd be a toss between Lord Snooty and Ask Me Early in the Minutes National, but I'd say maybe Lord Snooty in that 2:25 at Utoxin on Saturday.
Named after Nick Luck. Well, look, I don't know if he is, but I have to make the joke every time. Ryan, your star, thanks a million for your annual. I look forward to giving you a Slack message or an email in about 363 days to see if you're available to see the podcast.
If I ever leave the company, I'll be mailing everyone that's behind the scenes on this podcast, and I will say, look, I'm not around for the Midlands National, whatever it may be.
Well, we know exactly what it is. we know exactly what it is. Just a quick word on Chatham for you. How'd you get on? You happy enough with your own? I know we're Friday still to come, but.
Personally, I won small on the first couple of days, nothing to shout about, and was having a losing day on Thursday. Brighter days ahead let me down and things like that. So
you and everyone else.
Yeah, but my small few quid didn't move the price in other way of thinking, but I'm back to winning, put it that way.
Okay, so I consistently said this is a shocking price. From 3-1 on the Wednesday, going, God, that's a terrible price, to 6-4, as I said, touched 13-8 in the show. What price did you get? Top.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a bit of a clown here because I started backing him a couple of weeks ago. So I don't like people that go on. My top price was 8-1.
Say no more. Yeah, I can understand. But you got good prices, and you got correct prices. That was some handicaps. I cannot wait to see what the handicapper does.
He'll have to run him in the Gold Cup next.
Exactly. He'll have to put him up as much as he's dropping the other British horses. It'll be interesting to see how he gets on.
Yeah.
Listen, Ryan, it's always been a pleasure. As I said, you can watch out for the review from Roy Zweig and Ruby Walsh. Lots to talk about, obviously, at the Cheltenham Festival. They're going to record that, and it will be on Paddy Power Racing YouTube channel on Tuesday evening. I think that's it for show notes. I'm going to take a little bit of a break. Fridays with Fran. We'll be back next week, though. And Weekend Tipping will also be back. Probably Smooth Tom. I don't know, I'd say. Ryan, are you hosting it?
Nope.
Haven't asked? Okay, yeah, you've done your one a year. That's fine. Okay. Well, it will be live in your eardrums and other places next week. And then I'll be back to ruin your lives again. Have a great weekend, everyone. Take a breath. Enjoy the Bank Holiday weekend here in Ireland. Oh, yeah, Bank Holiday plans. What are you doing, Ryan? Go on. What are you doing?
My whole plan is to get over this week, and just because it's obviously so busy in work, just get over Cheltenham and then just have a think.
Are you off at all Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah, off the weekend. Yeah, I'll do something.
Happy days. Going to the parade or something like that.
Who do you want me to impersonate in the parade?
Maybe you could like lead the parade on I Know the Way You're Thinking, and there's just a big flag saying I got 8-1. I got 8. All right, listen, have a great weekend, Ryan. Thanks a million as always. Check out that Tuesday show live on Paddy Power Racing YouTube Tuesday night.